Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bogey and Wojo live outside Comerica Park, 97.1 The Ticket. Are you cool with Justin Verlander, you know, moving on with the Tigers potentially dealing him at the trade deadline? 248-539-9797. And, you know, I also contend that, look, I get, you know, we live in a politically correct society and we have to act a certain way.
Not anymore. No one's politically correct anymore.
I guess that's kind of true. Yeah. Based on who's in leadership role at this point. But, you know, people like to try and act as though they can say the right things and they think, you know, that they are this uppity person.
Go JV and win one.
Let's be honest. You think okay?
That's BS.
You're sitting on your sofa. You're at the bar having a couple of drinks with your friends. Justin Verlander has an opportunity to get a World Series ring and Detroit doesn't. You're going to be pissed if Justin Verlander is there with his little T-shirt on, spraying champagne with the goggles in the clubhouse.
It would be weird, but so far, and we'll go to the phones, I'm queuing up the ticket text here. Bogey, I must admit, I thought you might have been right on this, but they think you are dead wrong.
They're lying.
Detroit,
their affinity
for Justin Verlander, and let me weed through these, and we'll go to the phones first, make it sound like they would be very fine with him winning a World Series elsewhere.
Fans are selfish.
Bogey's wrong again.
I completely
disagree
with that.
Bogey's wrong again.
And by the way, if you do want to hit on the NBA Summer League stuff, we're always open.
Oh, shut up with that.
To that conversation.
What the hell is wrong with you?
How about this? Henry Ellenson or Gordon Hayward? What do you think? 248-539-9797. Let's talk to Joe in Livonia. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing? Bogey, welcome. How are things?
Good, thank you. What's happening, Joseph?
Hey, listen, I love you guys. I think you're dead wrong on the Verlander thing. As a longtime Tiger fan, you know, Verlander's been here for, 11, 12 years. And if he goes somewhere else, whether it's the Cubs, Dodgers, Yankees, Bo Sox, whatever, if he's got a chance to close out a game in 6 or 7 or 5, whatever it is, as a longtime Tiger fan, I'm rooting for him. I mean, we couldn't get it done here. We need to get rid of his salary. Need to get rid of, you know, Cabrera's salary if we could. Upton, Zimmerman, the whole deal. I am rooting for Verlander. If he makes it into the playoffs with a different team, he's got a chance to close it out. I just think you guys are wrong on your commentary in this. I think you're hardcore Tiger fans. You're rooting big time for Verlander. I mean, that guy gave us everything he had for 10 or 12 years. Went to the World Series twice. Couldn't quite get it done.
I mean, look, I'm with you. Again, I said, if I had to shake his hand or do like the bro half handshake hug, you know, type of deal to JV, of course you thank him and you're like, man, this has been – it's been an exciting run. It's been relevant baseball. We certainly didn't have that before he got here. At the same time, I am trying to dive into the mentality, the jealousy angle, the angle of, man – had so many opportunities to
Joe
actually get the job done.
Joe's saying it doesn't exist.
Oh, it exists.
It doesn't exist.
Forgetting about the people that were so quick to just get rid of Justin Verlander a couple of years ago.
The jealousy angle, that's not the fans' angle. I mean, you know, we tried it here. We did it here. We brought the band back for one more tour. I mean, we brought him back another year. I mean, I didn't like get rid of Maven. I mean, if we brought Maven back, it might have been different this year. We went for one more year, you know, with the band like we had it, and it's just not working out. You know, so be it. Now we need to break it up, move him along, pat him on the butt, wish him well, and Verlander is at the top of that list. If he can go somewhere else and get a World Series, I would be the first one in Detroit to be, you know, jumping up and down. Saying, hey, good for you.
Joe, and thanks for the call, Joe. And you apparently are not in the minority. Now, Bogey, I am to pick on you. No, he's not in the minority.
Oh,
he's in the majority.
No, he is.
I'm not doing this to pick on you, because normally Bogey comes up with his little topics. I go, okay, that's interesting. That might do well. I have not seen one like this before where the ticket text on an issue that maybe is 50-50, where they are 100% in disagreement with you. And I'm not ripping you. This surprises me, too. I thought it'd be 50-50 going right down the line.
See, no wonder you have the ticket tech screen in front of
you. I'm not cherry-picking.
You're filtering it in order to cater
to your
argument and how you want it to go.
Here we go, right down the line. Absolutely hope Verlander wins a World Series elsewhere. Only a petty bitch would think otherwise. Next one.
You know what a lot of fans selfish, petty bitches. That's how it works.
I'm a fan of Justin Verlander. I want him to stay with the Tigers, but he deserves a World Series ring. It's obvious it will not happen here. John in Clarkston. Next ticket text. Are you freaking kidding me? I don't care where he goes. I hope he wins a World Series this year. There has never been a time where he has not done all he could or was asked to do. That's from Kinger in Shelby. I'm trying. Did Boston root against Ray Bourque? Did L.A. root against Luke Robitaille? Not sure why anyone would root against a stand-up guy like JV. I completely disagree, guys. I would still root for JV. Bogey, if I find one in support of you, I'll go straight to it, but I cannot find one. Next one. You're wrong. I would absolutely love to see JV win a ring. He deserves it. I've never seen a unanimous refuting.
That's the nice thing to say right now, and it is a feel-good thing. You know, we seem like good people. We seem like people that are going to be appreciative here in Detroit. I am telling you, though, when you actually get down to it, there is going to be an emptiness inside of Detroit sports fans, Tigers fans specifically, if Justin Verlander's raising that trophy up and we didn't get one. Detroit didn't get one.
Understand, Bogey. Woji here. I am not criticizing. I thought this would be a 50-50 topic. I am stunned. Let's go back to the phone.
I'm stunned as well. Just
find
because.
Somebody who agrees with Bogey being, with all due respect to kids out there, air muffs, petty bitch.
It is kind of amazing, too, because the last couple of years, there's been so many questions about Justin Verlander and whether or not he'd be able to, you know, get back to the, you know, same level. And he, you know, battled some injuries, battled some poor performances. I really did think that it would be, because he was more divisive. He was like Matthew Stafford for a while. A lot of people loved him, but some people
criticized him. He won them back when he rebounded last year. And even this
Maybe
year with his struggles, for the most part, people have understood. And I am telling you, if they trade him, because he's still in great shape, his fastball is still there, he lost his changeup, he will probably win a World Series this year.
And I'll tell you what, it's going to eat at you. I know it's going to eat
at you. If he goes to the Dodgers, they're winning it. You know that, right?
Oh, I know that for sure. We'll revisit this, though. I'm telling you. Game 5, Game 6, Game 7, they're trying to close it out.
Okay, we will, but right now you're being refuted as soundly as I've ever seen.
Well,
Jamie was never refuted this soundly.
Look, you know what? Those Twitter trolls, those text trolls, you know, they probably just lead, you know, very unimportant lies. I'm kidding.
Oh, listen to this one.
It's a good discussion.
So Boogie is calling the fans liars. JV deserves a World Series. You're just saying they'll change their thinking if they see him.
You're going to have a nasty feeling in your gut. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, if you're married, right, and it ends very, very badly, do you want to see your ex-wife be happy with a guy?
No, but that's the thing.
You actually do. That would be very petty.
No, but this is not a bad marriage ending. They are doing it.
I agree.
He is doing it the right way. He's saying all the right things, and they're handling it. If it parts, it's going to be a very respectful parting. That's the difference.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the phones coming up. Again, are you cool with Justin Verlander possibly being shipped out of town?
Or he'll cry himself to sleep tonight.
Are you resigned to the fact that, you know, Justin Verlander's going to be dealt away? You're just kind of accepting of it. And, look, I still contend And I do feel like there are Tigers fans out there that understand what
now
I'm saying.
You're begging.
If he goes and wins a World Series, will that leave you with a nasty feeling in your stomach?
Are you
will
buy,
there
like,
be
a billboard or something?
Some sort of jealousy? Maybe I will. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Bogey and Wojo outside Comerica Park, 97.1
The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.